Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The 21st century has seen a few serious financial crises, starting with the Y2K tech bubble, and then, of course, the Great Recession. And that's why our next guest says risk management is a very important part of building your investment portfolio. Peter Nielsen is a chartered financial analyst with Foster Victor Wealth Advisors in Greenville, South Carolina, and he's also a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. Peter, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let's just dig right into this topic of risk. Why is this such an important consideration for investors? Aren't they normally thinking about risk anyway?
You know, in our experience, for most investors, risk is more or less a vague notion. They don't really have a clear idea of how much risk they're taking on when they adopt an investment strategy. And I think risk is ignored for a couple of reasons. Number one, often investors are simply uncomfortable even thinking about it. And so it's nice to know that they can adopt a certain level of risk that they've determined they can bear, and usually based on some questionnaire. Other times, it's simply hard to quantify.
And so how does one quantify risk?
Yeah, well, that's the issue. Access to risk tools, you know, it's usually limited to financial professionals. There are measures like standard deviation and value at risk that the average investor, given enough, you know, gumption and ability, could probably put together. But particularly in a portfolio context, it becomes very complex. But what we find is when investors understand the degree of risk they're taking when they undertake a certain portfolio strategy, there's more of a sense of commitment to it. In contrast, investors that don't understand how much risk they're taking on, they seem to be more at sea, if you will, when capital markets experience stress, because they just don't know what's going on, or they don't have a sense of what to expect. And so then you get those sorts of instances where they're more apt to sell at the bottom or listen to, you know, different soothsayers who say all manner of things.
Well, speaking of the capital markets experiencing stress, you know, we've had several occasions of that since the turn of the century. Is this something that we can just look forward to as the norm?
So market historians, they look back, they examine reams of market data, and then they try to use statistical inference to determine, you know, how often we can expect episodes of extreme market stress. The data seems to suggest that they should be relatively infrequent. However, as you noted earlier, they happen more frequently than the data would suggest. We do not know what's going to trigger the next event and how markets are going to react. Quantitatively, it's impossible to pre-establish all the conditions necessary to completely accurately model financial risk. Of course, we rely on historical data to try to do this. And conditions change all the time. Correlations change. For instance, information dissemination. In the 1970s, if you wanted to see what the price of gold was doing, you'd have to open your local newspaper to do it. And now anybody can see it instantaneously on their computer. The drivers of the economy are different than they were, say, in the 1950s. In the 1950s, the U.S. was very much an industrial economy. Today, we're more service-oriented, and so those boom-bust cycles are different as well. So these statistical relationships, they change over time, and it's very difficult to precisely model them.
Well, with all of these difficulties, and you're an expert, you're in the business here, what would you say to our listeners, then, that they take away from this topic of risk management, our discussion today?
Well, it's important to know where you stand. It's an imprecise art, of course, but so are estimating returns on assets. It's better to know where you stand, getting a true sense of how much risk you're taking on and risk you're bearing when you're adopting a portfolio strategy or what you have in your existing portfolio. In our experience, some people come to us and they're surprised about how much risk they're taking on, and it causes them to reevaluate their strategy or how they're approaching the allocation of their investment dollars. Remember, opportunity and risk, they walk hand in hand. It's good to know one, but you have to also know the other. And that's where the assistance of a financial professional can help.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, you're very welcome. My pleasure.
Peter Nielsen is a chartered financial analyst with Foster Victor Wealth Advisors. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company as well as to the CFA Society so you can learn a little bit more posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.